one of the biggest questions, obviously, is buy versus lease. And we have Mark and Gilbert that we're going to bring in to talk through exactly that. But before we get there, Owen had called, gave a nice testimonial, but he said something I didn't understand. He said, I bought a prepaid lease. Well, then why didn't you just buy it? I mean, why? That something doesn't seem like it all makes sense.
That's a really good question, Romy. And for some people, it makes sense to purchase the system. They feel more comfortable with that. But you can prepay a lease all up front. And what that gets you is it gets you the production guarantee from the leasing company. It gets you all of the maintenance that they bring to the table. And then you don't have to mess with the tax credit. You don't have to pay it up front and then wait until you file your taxes to get your money back. You get that. It's about the same cost if you purchase it, get your tax credit, as if the leasing company takes the tax credit.
And the leasing company also takes care of, you know, guaranteeing anything for the full time of the lease, where you don't get that on a purchase.
It's my responsibility from now. And,
exactly.
Okay. Now I know. That makes perfect sense. Mark.
Hey. Appreciate you taking my call. And Romy, you just kind of asked one of the questions. I've been trying to do some research here and, you know, having a hard time. Leasing just goes against my nature. I'm trying to figure out what would be the best situation. We've got a lot of people in our neighborhood that seem to be going to the lease option with another solar company that is kind of going door to door. And I'm just really trying to find out where is the true benefit? Because I know with the leasing, my understanding is we lose the tax credit, or the company keeps the tax credit. What are your thoughts or advice on that? And how does it benefit you to do the leasing other than the maintenance aspect? Is there still, a no out of pocket or no upfront if you purchase? Is there an option for that and financing options?
Yes, there is. There are options to do that. The challenge that we see in the industry is that those types of finance mechanisms are very, in my opinion, very expensive. The we haven't got to a point where there's low-cost finance. If you could do a home equity loan,
right,
that to me would be the best option if you wanted to own it and finance it. But the prepaid lease or leasing isn't for everybody. Some people, like you said, maybe you just feel more comfortable with owning it yourself. But one of our solar consultants would be able to kind of walk you through all of the benefits of every product that's out there, the monthly lease product, the prepaid lease product, or purchasing it outright. There's pros and cons on every one of those.
Go ahead, Mark.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, nope.
I was just going to say, on the prepaid lease, when you say prepaid, are you paying that in a lump sum up front?
Yes.
Okay.
So you enter into, with our leasing partners, it's a 20-year product. So you write one check up front, and then you don't have to make another payment for the 20-year contract, and then you just have to deal with that at 20 years down the road when that lease comes to termination.
And how does the monthly payment between whether you're purchasing or leasing, you've either got the purchase price or the lease price, as well as your electric company price. Mm-hmm. Which one is typically lower overall, the purchasing and the electric, or the leasing and the electric?
So if you do a prepaid lease, your savings are going to be about the same as you would on a purchase, because you've already written the check and you're getting 100% of the savings, so you don't have any additional payments. The monthly lease varies. I mean, depending upon your usage and the amount of solar that you can put up on the roof, you could end up still with a higher electric bill because your roof can't fit enough solar panels to offset a greater amount. In most cases, we see that the leftover electric bill is less than the lease payment, and the combination of the two of them is less than what you were paying on energy before.
I think Mark is a perfect candidate to get to the Harmon Solar Seminar April 26th.
I agree.
Absolutely. Okay.
Because it is there that y'all would be able to actually, in a whiteboard or overhead projector, actually just draw out the formulas and show how all of this can work. So if someone would like to attend, there will be limited seating. Y'all are going to be serving refreshments. You need to know how many people are coming. So again, the RSVP phone number for that seminar, April 26th at 10 o'clock at the Harmon Solar office,
is 1-800-281-3189.
You know, the topic lights the phones up every time we have y'all in here, and we appreciate y'all's willingness to come in and share your experience and your expertise on this. It is one of the subjects that we are constantly barraged with, and that's how we decide what topics are going to be on show, is what are the questions we're getting at the office? And there are just so many questions in your industry.
Yeah, the one thing that we did want to mention, too, was the SRP incentive. Changing. So if anybody that's in SRP territory, at the end of the month, the incentive is going to be changing from 10 cents to a nickel. So if anybody's thinking about it, I'd jump on it.
Now's the time if you're an SRP. If you're thinking about it and you needed something to push you over the edge,
two or three weeks. So.
Now, real quick, we've had a couple callers on this question. Can you use solars on trailers? Is that an application?
On trailers?
Trailers. Like an RV trailer, camping trailer.
Yeah, I believe you could. We've never done one of those installations. Again, I've seen them on boats, trailers.
We
did do a golf cart. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And one of our other certified contractors, the Solar Store, actually has that mobile trailer that they take around.
They were at the Crawfish Festival last year.
All right, folks. It's Harmon Solar. Again, the phone number to contact Harmon Solar.
1-800-281-3189.
Okay, y'all stay tuned for hour three of Rosie on the House. We're going to be talking trash. That's right. What happens to all the stuff you put in your trash can? Do you have any idea the mass of cubic volume space a state of 6 million people generates? Talking trash in hour three. Stay tuned.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.